I welcome you on to the final review of this book, Good to Great, by Jim Collins. It has been an exciting journey so far, right from the beginning of our review even till this point. The topic we are looking at under this review is From Good to Great to Built to Last. From Good to Great to Built to Last. And there's a story there in this chapter of Walt Disney. As a 20-year-old boy, he moved even to Los Angeles. And he was looking for employment at that time. No film company was ready to employ him. And what did he do? He did not just fold his hands, did not just become an idol. He decided to engage himself with his savings, the little savings he had. He was able to rent a camera. He set up a studio at his uncle's garage. And from there, he started producing animated cartoons. That was how this Disney was started, this Disney journey. That was how it started. In 1934, Mr. Disney took the bold step, never before taken, to create successful full-length animated feature films, including Snow White, Pinocchio, Fantasia, and the rest. Remember, he was rejected. Remember, no one wanted to hire him, but he engaged himself and started something wonderful. And today, everyone is familiar with the Disney World, Walt Disney World, the Disneyland, and the Epcot Center. Over time, Disney theme parks have become a cornerstone experience for many families from all over the world. This is the story of one man that did not give up, that kept on doing his best until he became great. Now, let me summarize this chapter even to us. Let me just give us a summary of this chapter. You should always strive for greatness. In everything you do, always strive for greatness. Never settle for mediocrity. Never settle for failure. You should possess that characteristic of being resilient, being able to bounce back even from failure, bounce back even from defeat. Always strive for greatness. Perhaps your quest to be part of building something great will not fall in your business life, but you can find it somewhere else. Your desire for being great might not be in business. Some people, they want to be great even in academics. Some people, they want to be great even in other financial aspects. Some people, they want to be great in business. Some people, they want to be great in the health sector. Some people, it might be in their family life. Some people, it might be even in the church, in church settings. In different aspects, you just need to find that aspect that you can be great at, that thing that you can become great in. And you do what? You keep on striving, keep on putting all your effort to see that you become great in it. It might be in a non-profit organization, in a community organization, or even in a class that you teach, even as a teacher. In anything you do, just strive to become great. Get involved in something that you care so much about that you want to make it the greatest it can possibly be. Not because of what you will get, but because it can be done. Yes, greatness can be achieved. Greatness can be achieved. Now, let's consider this quote by William Shakespeare. He says, "Be not afraid of greatness. Some are born great, some achieve greatness, and others have greatness thrust upon them." You can be great at what you love. You can be great even at what you are doing. Just you can be great at something that you care so much about. Now, there's something I miss even in the Walt Disney story, which will be of great interest to us at this point. In the 1950s, Walt Disney, he paid a faithful visit to a number of amusement parks and came away disgusted. He called some of them dirty, funny places run by tough-looking people. He decided that Disney could build something much better, perhaps even the best in the world. And the company launched a whole new business in theme parks, first with Disneyland and the Walt Disney World. And look at it, he became frustrated. He visited some amusement parks and came back frustrated. He said, no, this is not how it's supposed to be. And out of that frustration came something great. Out of that frustration came something great. You can also look at yourself. What is that thing that is frustrating you? What is that thing that you're frustrated about? What is that thing that you are irritated about? Out of that can come out something great. Out of that could be a business that will shake the world. Out of that could be something that will shake your world, that will announce you to your world. You just need to make up your mind to do something great. Greatness is possible. In the end, it is impossible to have a great life unless it is a meaningful life. You can never achieve greatness in life if you do not live a meaningful life. And it is very difficult to have a meaningful life without meaningful work. Perhaps then, you might gain that rare tranquility that comes from knowing that you've had a hand in creating something of intrinsic excellence that makes a contribution. Now listen, indeed, you might even gain that deepest of all satisfaction knowing that your short time here on earth has been well spent and that it mattered. If you must achieve greatness, you must decide to live a meaningful life. If you must achieve greatness, live a life that is meaningful. Live a life that will be a blessing even to your generation. A life that affects others positively. Live a life that will move you from being good to being great. Thank you. This is the conclusion of this review. Have a wonderful day.